the weeks have shown of him. There's a certain aura, there's a certain light. Before Mashiach comes, that we see that there's a hisoros of Lag BaOmer. When I was a kid, you had to go to Borough Park, and there were a couple of chassidim by Carolyn Stolen that, you know, they're more nesheshaldik chassidim. So there was a rikud. Even Tu B'Shvat, Chamisha Sabaav. There were always tzaddikim that were deeply attached, nesheshaldik tzaddikim that were deeply attached to these days. But as the time is getting closer for all of us to return to Yerushalayim and to Tzvaz and to Tveria, there's a tremendous desire to connect to these days of Shavuot, the parashiyos of Shmos. Parshas, we understand that each one of us wants to be better. And we understand that it's hard to be good in Mitzrayim. I spoke about that last night a little bit. To be in that bar, in the pit of Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim, it's hard. And we understand that these parashiyos, Am Yisrael climbs out of that prison, out of that pit. Zachat l'ches n'rayach ha'havus l'lasach lechtech achrei b'midbar. That those first weeks, those first months of being married to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashcheni acherech n'rutza, the Mishkan. Heviani Hamelech Chadarov. I'm saying things a little bit more Beremiza and Dailech Hakim Beremiza. Heviani Hamelech Chadarov. It's a gewaltige time of tshuva, of yichud, of getting out of Mitzrayim. Each person is on Mitzrayim. The question, of course, is that each person, you know, asks, when a lot of the chevra that are not used to these things, who are not exposed to these things, say like, what, you know, I thought I did tshuva by Elul, and, you know, Tishrei. So then you'll try something patent like, you know, Kol Yomav b'tshuva. Those guys don't usually go for that. But what's shayvavim? What is the inyan of shayvavim? So Shifri Kamayim Wibeich Neicha Pnei Hashem. I've spoken about this in the past. When people ask me, could you just in a few minutes try to summarize what's the inyan of Chassidus, what's the inyan of the Baal Shem HaKadosh? What's that R of the Baal Shem HaKadosh? Nobody can put that into words, what that means, that aura of the Baal Shem. And how the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought that aura to Shabbos and to Yedidus and to the Limud Torah and to Tefillah, the aura. Just like you can't explain when you look at a beautiful little child, the lechtakait of the child, what that is. But the aura of Baal Shem, the aura of Tzaddikim. In Chassidus, we're taught that there are two types of relationships. There's a relationship that's called panim al panim, and there's a relationship that's called achar ba'achar. It's a big inyan, it's rooted in Kabbalah, as all of Chassidus is. When you walk into somebody's house, you could feel very quickly, if there's a husband and wife here who are living in a way of panim b'panim, or chalila, they're living at the same address, but it's achor b'achor. The Alter Rebbe in Lukud Torah and Parshas Achrei Mais talks about the word tshuva, means to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But lays also upon him. It's not possible to leave his presence. Lays also upon him. There is no place without him. Mamala kolam and sogav kolam. So what does it mean to return to him if you can't leave him? So what the Baal Tanya explains over there is that it's true. You can't leave him. He's everywhere. But man's choice is whether to face him or not to face him. Whether to live a life of noichach pnei Hashem, enechel anoichach yabitu, to turn away from him. The Navi was crying, what does it mean, that relationship of achor ba'achor? It means that you have a husband and wife who raise a beautiful family and share many common things between them. And they even enjoy each other's company and conversation. But somehow along the way, after the chasna, time went by, they stopped looking each other in the eyes. And the shir shirim left. The chayisi kala, it left. The Baruch Shalom is crying, the Alter Rebbe explains, the Baruch Shalom is crying that there are many, many Jews who are shayma mitzvahs. They put on tefillin, they daven 3 times a day, they learn. But pon relay ayur, if lay pon him. But they're not facing me. Just like in marriage, these people were married kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. There was a rav, and they stood under the chuppah, and there were edim, and harim kadesh asleep, the bazo kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. You know, a person could be makadish api alocha, a person could be makadish a woman. Could be in New York and you could send a shlich to Los Angeles. You could live in London and send a shlich to Manchester. And she's Mekudeshes. But I don't think anybody wishes that upon your daughter, no? And certainly that they should live in such a way. And she's an Eishes Ish, l'chol davar. She's an Eishes Ish. She's married. But that's not what Hashem Yisbarach meant when he gave us the Torah HaSinai. He meant something very, very romantic. He meant Shir HaShirim. He meant Einayich Yainim. V'chol Eina, V'chol Eina, V'chol Eina L'cha Tetzab. V'ovah Hayom El Ha'ayin. Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yir. Rishon wants to be with us in such a way of Noichach, nochichut. A marriage without nochichut means, the word nochichut means presence, to be present. So many people come into my office crying these days. The wife says, he's a good man, he makes a panasa, he's from, he's kind, gives a lot of tzedakah. At which point I always ask, so then why are you crying and why did you come to speak to me? And then she can't talk. Because what she's trying to communicate without talking is that when we were under the chuppah, I was hoping for something more than a dependable guy. Somebody that knows how to change light bulbs and drive the kids to the amusement park in Halamayit, you know. I was hoping for something more. I was hoping for nochichut. I was hoping for inayach la noichach yabitu. I was hoping for noichach pnei Hashem. I was hoping that there would be a shivchi kamayim libeir, that we would be able to pour our hearts out to each other. To be able to give each other such chizik. Rabbi Leib Leigis Chushalina said that the minig of Klai Yisrael how it came down such a thing that the minig is to be mekadesh a wife with a tabas, with a ring. Because the ring is the letter samach. And samach means that each one is promising the other that samach Hashem l'chol anoflim, that as Hashem holds us up our entire lives, we're going to be together and we're going to hold each other up with Hashem's help. And the tzibrachimkeit of the loss of Shir Shirim is unbelievably painful. Even though legally they're married, and al pi halacha they're married, there were two edim, and there was a kedushin there. Har mekudeshes li, but she lived in Manchester, and I lived in London. So the Alter Rebbe says tshuva means to turn around and to face the one that you love. Tshuva means a complete new orientation when it comes to serving Hashem's Baruch. That's really what Chassidus is about, the Reglachas. It means the same tefillin. The Baal Shem HaKadosh didn't come to change Dogesh Kal Atnua Atrop. The Baal Shem didn't come to change, as everybody now knows. Now it's clear, at the beginning it wasn't so pashit, to be understood. Well, Shem HaKadosh wanted that there should be a Shir HaShirim in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. He wanted that we should be with each other in the way of Inayach L'Naychach Yabitu V'chal Ayin L'cha Tetzap, an old song from the 1950s, I only have eyes for you. That's what Hashem is above heart. And that's the Inyan of Naychach Pnei Hashem. Everybody here, Mitzvah Shem, Friday night is going to be Makabel Shabbos. We're from Jews. But not everybody here is going to be Makabel Pnei Shabbos. Pnei Shabbos Makabel is an andere Zach, a Gansen. Pnei Shabbos Makabel is something else. Pnei Shabbos Makabel. To understand, to feel what it means by the bedeckening to come, if you haven't seen your kallah, to walk in. And I know I'll know you here be to Pnei Shabbos the Kabbalah. That if we would be by the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Baditshva, of the Mizu Shemagid, of the Balatanya, Rabbi Nachman. Until the Baal Shem HaKadosh, it was felt that even though the Yechidei Skula that had such an yonim, had such a romance with Hashem, but the Hamayin Am, regular people, the ikir is to do what you're told and to be legally married to God. Kadas Moshe Yisrael, with Edom. But even then, you know, by Hasina, he says, Akala, we are compared to Akala Aluva, that we're saying Nasev Nishma, and then we weren't behaving already by the chuppah. It's not nice to talk about things that are not so good. It was the Egel Azov. Nachachut, Neichach means in Gans. A bracha that said in the Baal Shem Tov Tzedekah Oifen, there's a conscious in Chabad. There's a conscious nechsidus that when they freed the Garabi, when he was a baby, they say he was the most beautiful child that anybody ever saw. And Jews used to come from all over to see the little son of the Rabbi Ashab. It was so beautiful. And the Rashab had a chavrusa, and they were learning very late at night. And the Rebbetzin asked if he could keep an eye on the little baby, Yosef Yitzchak, the future Rayatz. And the Rashab was learning, and, you know, many of us, I think, have put in hours like that. I once actually fell asleep, and hours later I woke up, my arm was still moving. And it was hurting me the whole week. But the Rebbe Rashab didn't fall asleep, he was learning. who knows who his chavrusa was. But in the middle of the learning, the chavrusa couldn't help himself. He looked at the child sleeping, he looked and he says, "Oh, he says, ah, a kind. I never saw in my life Leinhar, such a beautiful child." And the Rashab looked at the baby. And he closed his eyes and he told the chavrusa, "We're finished learning now." Years went by, and it was the bar mitzvah or the hanachas tefillin, I don't remember, of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab gave him a whole maimer kuntres, chassidus, as a gift for his bar mitzvah. And the bar mitzvah baruch, the Rayat, Yosef Yitzchak, he asked his father, "What's this kuntres?" He said, "The kuntres is a neshika chassidus, a chassidus kiss." And he told him that on that night, you were lying there and my chavrusa looked at you, and then I looked at you and my heart was so overflowing with love. I didn't know what to do. To give you a stomach kiss, anybody could do that. But I went into my room and I went in a place that was, like it says by Yosef, Misvad Elechav, Haytse Kol Ish Mi'alai. Haytseu Kol Ish Mi'alai. On a deeper level means take everything out, not only every person out of the room, but take even that human being out of myself and to be completely in a place of Elokus. And I was in that place. And I wrote you this kuntres. I wrote a kuntres in chassidus. And that was the kiss that I gave you that night. These hasagas, these are a different hasagas. I could talk about them now because I feel that it's a little bit more of a real Farbrengen as opposed to all. What that means, a chassidus kiss. So I'll share with you, and I know my wife is telling you it's enough, Maisha, ready. I'm going to tell her it was just 10 minutes. You back me up on yours. A little bit. Shalom bayis, no? That's okay. So tshuva means when Hashem says shuv elai, return to me. You can't leave God. He's everywhere. Just like you're married and you're together. But there are many, many women who are crying, many wives who are crying, some husbands too. But mostly it's the wives who are crying. But he's not here. I mean, he's here, but the person that I married is not here. Then I don't feel that. I don't feel it. So there's a Torah from the Heilige Bedit Shiva. It's found in the Likutim on Megillah. And there the tzaddik is talking about one of the most controversial psukim. We've had a lot of aggravation from the limud on this pasuk from Chazal. The pasuk, it says, "Tarim iti teitze." The Torah will come forth in me. It's talking about the end of time. It sounds harmless enough. Just keep it siyon teitze sarvan. And tarim iti teitze. But the Medrash Nevi'ikah says, adds a word. And we've had such aggravation from this word. It's amazing how the Galachim were able to find this word. And the only way they knew about this word is because there were Nebuchadnezzar, there were Gishmad. They told the Galachim that the Medrash says one extra word. The word is Chadasha. Put it all together. Torah Chadasha mi'iti teitze. A new Torah will come forth. I don't have to explain what kind of aggravation that caused this. Much worse than reindeers in the hallway, you understand? That's a kleinigkeit, to have reindeers in the hallway. It's not our home. We can let them have all the reindeers they want. And they could have trees and they could have... There's enough humidifiers. It was much worse than reindeers and trees. Torah chadasha, a new Torah. That when Mashiach comes, there'll be a new Torah. It's the Kedushas Levi, Sos Yelena. You have a chance to take a look at it. Kedushas Levi explains there that everybody knows that the Torah was given in such a way with their Oisius Shchairus that are written upon the Lavnunis of the cloth, the white cloth. You know, there's a din that they, of course, that it's halacha, that the letters can't touch each other. The Bedichev is talking about that din. Because he says that the Oisius Shchairus, the black letters, there Hashem Shbaruch is telling us in a very clear way what we need to do, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. That's called the black letters, the Oisius Shchairus, so the Oisius Gulueis, Anigleis, that's the Lashon he uses there. But the white cloth, the cloth has what the B'ditchva calls the Oisius Ne'elamois, Eish Shchaira Agabe Eish Levana. The white fire. Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzei means that until Mashiach comes, that romance that's hidden in the white cloth, in the white fire, between a husband and wife, between parents and children, between Kachavichu and Klai Yisrael, that those are Oisius Ne'elamas. You could feel something, but you can't put it into letters, into words. And Torah Chadashim Iti means that the time will come when Mashiach comes. All of the hidden letters of our lives, all of those feelings, all of that are of the cloth, of the white parchment, that now when we look at it, we don't know what it means. Which is, in that white, is the rosin, the rosin, the deepest, deepest, deepest secrets of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the white letters, in the white fire, there was the love that would take a Jew that never kept a mitzvah in his life, and that he jumped into a fire not to give up being a Jew. That he can't explain. There are no atheists for such a thing. It's a shir shim de gezah. It's mashcheni acharech and harutza heviani hamelach hadar. There's no way to explain such a thing. How could such a thing be? It's the Tanya talks about yudches and yudtes, what it means. Chach misha benefesh. What is that? What is that between a husband and a wife, between parents and a child? And it's called Noichach B'nei Hashem. There's a story, and I'll end with this. But there's a story that I'd like to tell. So it could be some of you have heard it. So I'm apologizing for saying over an old maisa, but the meaning of a maisa is to say it over and over. It's not like Torah. Torah, when you hear it again and again, it's good chazar, but at some point it becomes a little bit, you know, must speak. But with a maisa, the more you hear it, the more you can live it. So, there were two tzaddikim that they were the dearest, dearest friends. They came to be known as Reb Mendel of Worka and the Triska Magid. They were very dear friends when they were children. They're like David and Yohanneson. And they were growing up, each tzaddik. And it was time to move on. And they weren't children anymore, to get married and to begin to give over. And at the beginning, they lived with a forest that was separating them. They lived, it was walking distance, but not easy. And they made an agreement that they were going to try that every Erev Shabbos they were going to send a letter to each other. And they found the Eid that was excited to volunteer for such a schus, deliver a letter from one tzaddik to another. And the imamish gave up his Erev Shabbos. You know, it gets cold in that part of the world in the winter. And Friday is very short, but he gave up his, Imams gave up his Erev Shabbos every week. And he was so excited to bring a letter to this tzaddik. He went from Mendel of Orca to Cheska Magid and to see the look in the eyes of Cheska Magid. And then he would go into a room and he would write a letter back. And this was the, and then when he would come back to Vorka, the Mendel, the Kabbalah spun him to get a letter from his friend. And this went on for quite some time. So again, I'm just chazuring, I know. Most of you know this story, but I felt like telling it now. That, you know, he was doing this for a long time. And, you know, it doesn't get paid. And it wasn't easy. His wife wasn't happy. Erev Shabbos, you know, walking through forests, delivering letters. So he had a Yetzirah to take a look to see what the Vorka was writing to you. To Triska Magid. You're not allowed to do that. He did it. Nobody ever did an Aveira before. So he did an Aveira. He looked. So he opens up the letter, the envelope, and he looks at the letter, and it's completely blank. He couldn't believe it. He said, how could it be that some kind of a game that he's playing with me? I'm sleeping here back and forth 4 or 5 hours in the snow with a blank piece of paper. I'm so angry. He was so hurt. He comes to Triska Magid. Oy, Moshe the Bistu. He's so happy to see Moshe. You have the letter. Here's the letter. You give him the letter. He goes into the room. He's there for a while. He comes out. His eyes are all red. Triska Magid. And he says, Gog isn't the height to bring this. You should go back safely in time for Shabbos. Bring this back to Mendela. This time, Moshe doesn't wait to get to the forest, you understand? He walks out of the Rebbe's house. The second he walks out of the house, he looks, he opens this up. What could he possibly be sending back? A letter like from the one that he got. The terrace is, this is also a blank piece of paper. So, he says they're both either crazy or shayim or something, kind of some terrible game that they're playing with me. That I'm doing this. And I'm the biggest mishigan of all. That I'm the one that's delivering empty piece paper to the like this. He comes. All right, what's he going to do? He has to. He goes back. He goes to the Triskema. He goes to a medal of work. And you've made it, Moshe. Baruch Hashem, you have the letter. Yeah, I have the letter. Here's the letter. Give him the letter. And Moshe walks out. He didn't come to daven the whole Shabbos with the Rebbe. He was so angry. And the Rebbe already asked a few people, he's Moshe. Some people went, Moshe, the Rebbe is looking for you. A guy. Finally, after Shabbos, the Rebbe sent a shliach to tell him befeirus that I want to see you. So he comes, and the Rebbe asks him, Moshe, what's wrong? How come you didn't come Shabbos? You okay? You feel okay? He said, no, I feel fine. So how come you didn't come Shabbos? And Mr. Rebbe, you want me to tell him? He says, of course, why? He says, I delivered the letter from you, Rebbe. I delivered the letter to the Triska Magid. So he says, I appreciate it. I always tell you how much I appreciate it. So Rebbe, I didn't have a Rebbe smiled. He said, no. He said, I couldn't help myself. I'm doing this for so long. I thought maybe it comes to me, you know. I looked at the letter. And the Rebbe asked him, and what did you read? He said, Rebbe, you know very well what I read. I read absolutely nothing. It's an empty piece of paper. And then Moshe says, I delivered it to your friend, the other letter writer, Triska Magid. And the Rebbe said, and no. He said, well, with his letter, I didn't wait until I got to the forest. I opened it up right away. And yeah, and no, what did you read? He said, the same thing I read in your letter. I read nothing. It's absolutely empty. And I don't understand how that could be done to me, why you would do that to me. So the Rebbe told him, listen, Moshe, the Torah was given Eish Chara Gabi Eish Levana. Most of the time, we send each other the black letters. Sometimes the longing is so great and the love is so inexpressible that we can only send the klef. We can only send the oisias hanne'elamois, the hidden letters. Shaivavim doesn't resonate with some people. But I did tshuva, Elul Rosh Hashanah, I said the whole fat nachsa like this. I shlod kaparas, I clapped al chayit, I gave the shanis also a clap. The ikka of Elul Tishrei, of that tshuva that's written in black letters, is that we should be good boys and girls. That we do. There's a lot we need to fix. We have to learn more, daven more. We have to be more careful with mitzvahs. We have to be more careful not to do aveiros. All of the black letters need a lot of work. And the ikar of Rosh Yom Kippur is that work. Of Elul is that work. But the parashiyos of Shavuot and the tikkunim of Shavuot, which are tikkunim of Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas HaYisayin. Yisoid Bris means a relationship. It means Shir Hashirim. I can't talk in a way that's so open, it wouldn't be so nice. But in that Indian of Kedusha Sabris, in the Mid of Yisoid, Kedusha Sabris is a sugya of Oisias Ne'alamas. Those who pride themselves on being Lomdim, those who pride themselves on learning Torah, but they don't think too often about the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those who are not trying to find the Or, the Noichach Pnei Hashem in the relationship. For them, Shavuot is some Kabbalistic or Sephardic ritual or rite. They look at the signs when they're walking, you know, all of Yerushalayim, everybody signs up. This one has a tick, this one has a tick, and for Shavuot. And you have these people saying, all of a sudden, I am Shavuot. I remember 50 years ago, who had what? There was one old Sephardi that had a tick in Shavuot. Who else had? Now look at what they're doing now. They're going crazy with the Shavuot. Yeah, they're going crazy. You're regretting that you told me to do this. Yeah, they're going crazy. Because before Mashiach comes, there's a service of this need to have a relationship. And that's really what this whole time together is about. The Oisias Shchayrus, so there's some shiurim, there's some shmuzim, you had some workshops, whatever, you know, different things, and maybe you have some notes that you took from some of these things, and you have some more tzedlich that you're going to lose someplace. It's not the Inyan. It's not the Inyan. The Inyan is Kabel Pnei Chaveiroi. Something different. Pnei Shabbos. Something different. The Tikkunim of Shavuot is a Tikkunim of the Oisias HaNe'alamos in a person's life. And therefore, during this time, it's a Meridika Skula to be able to daven this time for feeling again that love. For our loved ones, for Kadosh Baruch, for trying to get back to a place of Zechar Tilach Chesed Naraya, a place of the Chuppah, a place of Shir Hashirim, that Ruach that we were singing last night, to get to that place, it doesn't have words, it's one word, Ruach, an old Reb Shlaim Adigan. I used to listen to that before you were born. So I want to give a bracha to each and every one of you, to myself, to all of us, that when you leave such a maimed that we had here, that you might not remember all the oisias shchayrus, the oisias gluyas. You might not remember. But the oisias hanelamos is the ikka. And my father was nifter, so my son Ushi I have my son. He's a very, very gifted person. He's a very, very gifted person. Some of the Chevra know him. You got to keep up with him, Madhushi. He's very, very gifted, and he has tremendous amkastim. But he covers up in different ways. But I'm on to him. So, by my father's levaya, who she said a hesped. And in the hesped, he was talking about my father, who hardly spoke. There were very few oisiyas shchayrus that came out of my father's mouth. And Ushi said something that I think about all the time. Ushi said that the hundreds of thousands of words that my father has been saying over these years, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of words and tirades, are my father's desperate attempt to try to put into words what Zaidi gave over with a look. It's true, he got it. That's exactly it. I haven't succeeded at that. Let's give that look to our children. Let's give that look to our wives. Let's give that look to our Haverim. And let's give that look to the Boreolam, to the Creator. Hashem is supposed to help us, the Rishi Bezaychim, Hashem, to see him looking back at us, as I said yesterday. Ke'ayin ba'ayin yiru. We should see each other in such a way. Ke'ayin ba'ayin b'shuv Hashem t'yan v'rachim.